Hi there. In this video, I just want to share a few tips with you on how to choose a reliable heating and cooling company for your needs, whether you need furnace, air conditioning, or air quality services for your home or facility. Now, the first thing that you want to look for when choosing a good heating and cooling company to work with is to see whether they have at least one or more technicians on staff that are NATE certified. Now, NATE is basically the North American Technician Excellence Organization, and they certify technicians for quality standards. And if a heating and cooling company has a NATE certified technician on board, then you know that they have the level of competency needed to perform your job. The second thing that you want to look for in a heating and cooling company is to see how they deal with you over the phone. Are they giving you estimates over the phone, or are they more willing to come on site to survey your home or facility and then give you a quote accordingly? Most HVAC companies won't want to give estimates over the phone unless it's a very small job or a very simple task. The more extensive the job is, the more it's required for the HVAC company to basically come on site and to survey your home to prepare a detailed estimate. The third thing that you want to look for is how up to date their sales staff are with the latest equipment that's available. So if they're discouraging you from purchasing high efficiency equipment, or they don't have knowledge about newer designs and models, then that can sort of be a red flag as well. The next thing that you want to look for is when they come on site, are they surveying your home or facility for a heat load calculation and a cooling load calculation? Because a reliable heating and cooling company will always, you know, calculate the heat load or the cooling load and then prepare their estimate accordingly. The next thing is, are they asking you questions about previous heating and cooling problems that you've had? If they're not analyzing and asking you about your previous problems, then they can't offer good solutions for you and prepare the right type of estimate and bid for your job, because it's essential to know what kind of problems you've been having with your previous heating and cooling systems. The next thing that you want to look for is a written bid. Now, how comprehensive is their written bid? Does it include the equipment that they're going to purchase? Does it include the job that will be performed and the cost of labor as well? You basically want your written bid to be as detailed as possible, covering both the material and the labor and the scope of work that's going to be performed. And lastly, what you want to look for in a reliable HVAC company is to see if they're prompt and courteous. Do they have a physical location or office that you can visit? When you reach out to them, do they get back to you in a reasonable amount of time? Are they courteous in dealing with you? And this shows a level of professionalism and service, and all good HVAC companies will want to go ahead and take care of their customers and build long-lasting bonds, which shows that they're a successful business.